Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. What do you do if your job involves talent scouting people off the streets of New York and there's no one outside? Well, if you're creative, you can start a whole new online movement to celebrate what makes New York great. It's people. That's what Nick Heller, a.k.a. New York Nico, did. He turned his Instagram into a focal point of New York City pride, launching two contests, one to find the best New York accent and the latest that just wrapped up this weekend, encouraging local designers to create the best New York T-shirt. Nico joins now to tell us more about his one-man mission to uplift New York. Nico, welcome to All of It.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
So you describe yourself as a documentarian and the quote-unquote unofficial talent scout of New York City. So what does that mean? What do you do?
Oh, that's a great question. I kind of fell into this role of being the unofficial New York or the unofficial talent scout of New York. I started this Instagram page like 5 years ago where I just, you know, did interviews with fascinating New Yorkers with interesting talents. And from there, people just started calling me a talent scout. And I liked the sound of it. And obviously, I couldn't dub myself the official talent scout of New York. So decided to call myself the unofficial talent scout. And I just go out and I just meet interesting people and show them off to the rest of the world.
All right. Part of capturing the character of New York is last month you launched the Best New York Accent contest on your Instagram, and it took off like beyond expectations. You had more than 1,000 submissions, including a bunch of celebrities who got in on the action. Let's listen to two of your celebrity entries, Debbie Mazar and Chaz Palminteri.
When I'm home here in New York, I don't have an accent. Everybody sounds like each other. Like I'm like, what accent? I don't have an accent. I go anyplace else in the world, I'm like, oh my God, you're so New York. And it's just like incredible to me that, it's something that's celebrated. It's something so specific. I'm proud. I'm a native New Yorker and I raised my kids in New York to have an accent, eyes in back of their head, to be real New Yorkers. There's nothing like New Yorkers, and I'm proud to be a New Yorker.
I love New York because there's no place like it in the whole world. I love it because it's got the Yankees, the Knicks, the Rangers, Madison Square Garden. I love it because it's got the greatest police force in the whole world, the NYPD. I love it because we have the greatest first responders. I love it because of the people.
So what inspired the accent contest, Nico?
So, you know, when all this started going on, the pandemic, I knew that I was going to have to, you know, be inside and not go out and talent scout, so to speak. So I was trying to figure out ways that I could be creative and still, you know, bring people fascinating New York City characters. So I did a New York City or a New York's Got Talent from Home challenge where I had people, submit their talent from home, whether it be a juggler or a comedian or, you know, a musician. And that went over well. It made me realize that I can kind of talent scout from the confines of my bedroom. So I had the idea to do this accent contest where people would submit videos of them explaining why they have the best New York accent. I'm born and raised in New York. I don't have an accent for whatever reason. I've always wished I had an accent. The New York accent always soothes me when I'm out of town. It makes me, you know, feel like I'm at home. And even when I'm at home, it soothes me and makes me feel like I'm at home. And back in January, I did a top 100 New York accent list, and it was mostly comprised of celebrities, Chaz Palminteri and Debbie Mazar actually being at the top of the list. And then a lot of characters who you would recognize from my Instagram page.
Why do you think people got so into it? People really got into the accent thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't expect, I thought maybe I'd get like 25 to 50 submissions, but people really, really got into it. And I think it's because people are proud to be New Yorkers. And, you know, now we're in a time where you go outside and, you know, people are distancing and not necessarily being friendly because, you know, we can't be friendly. We're apart from each other. But on social media, you have the opportunity to go above and beyond. And I feel like people really wanted to share their New York pride. You know, they wanted to say, hey, we're still here. We're still proud. We're going to get through this. And I feel like this was kind of an outlet to do that.
My guest is New York Nico, Nick Heller. We're talking about his uplifting of New York on his Instagram page with his New York accent contest and his New York T-shirt contest. With the accent contest, you know, it's interesting. I'm curious who were the judges and what were you judging on? Was it just vocal intonation or did attitude come into play? Because I watched a couple of them and there is a lot of attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's no such thing as the best New York accent. It's all very subjective. Myself and my two guest judges, Princess Nokia and Michael Rappaport, we just judge based on our gut, you know. There's so many types of New York accent. You know, it depends on what borough you're from, what neighborhood you're from, what ethnicity you are, you know, what kind of attitude you have. So all in all, this competition was just meant to be fun, you know. Again, there's no such thing as the best New York accent. We were kind of just going with our gut and kind of, you know, what we felt deserved to be, you know, in the top.
So the winner was a guy named Charlie. Charlie DeWolf
Charlie
Salerno.
DeWolf.
Charlie DeWolf Salerno. How did you guys meet? And can you describe Charlie? We'll play a little bit of his accent for people, but I want to hear a little more about who he is first.
Sure. Charlie is a fan favorite on my Instagram page. I've known him for over 3 years. I met him at the Anthony and Sons Panini shop in Williamsburg on Grand Ave. And he's 74 years old. He used to be an MTA bus driver. And he calls himself, actually, I don't think he calls himself this, but other people call him Williamsburg's oldest bad boy. And he's just got that like perfect Brooklyn old guy attitude, you know, doesn't care, won't speak without cursing. He's a character and he knows it.
Let's listen to him. We've built him up. Yeah. I got to hear it. This is Charlie DeWolf Salerno, the New York accent winner.
Everybody tries to act like a New Yorker. And I guarantee most of them are not from New York. They're either out of state or whatever. I'm original. I was raised and born in Brooklyn. That was it. And this is how my accent is, even though I moved to Queens. But otherwise, I appreciate everybody who voted for me. And thank you. And have a good day.
I understand. I truly understand. My guest is New York Nico. We're talking about his various contests. They're helping to celebrate New York. Now, I want to talk about the New York T-shirt contest. This is wrapped up this past weekend. Of all the things you could do, why did you want people to design a T-shirt?
My buddy Jakey Cho, who was one of the finalists in the New York accent contest, he approached me after the contest was over and he said, hey, I have an idea for your next challenge. Let's see who can design the best New York shirt. And I was all over it. I thought that was such a great idea. Both my parents are designers, so I kind of grew up with this great appreciation for iconic designs. And my father, actually both my parents are friends with Milton Glaser, who's responsible for the I Heart New York logo.
He's a legend.
Or design, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so so we kind of wanted to create the iHeart New York design for 2020. We wanted to find a shirt that would become so popular and iconic that it would be co-opted by, you know, tourists and just worn all over the world. And just based on the response from the New York Accent Contest and all the submissions I got, I had no doubt in my mind that we could find this shirt. So similar to what I did with the Best Accent Contest, I just put the call out, told people to submit their best, you know, their most iconic design that evokes New York pride. That was like the big prompt, is that it needed to evoke pride in New York City. And we decided that we would put together a group of esteemed judges. The judges would decide on their top 16 favorites from all of the submissions. And then, similar to what I did with the accent contest, I would have my fans vote on those top 16, and then we would narrow it down to a top three.
So the top three are
top three.
They're amazing. We're running out of time, so I just want to make sure that people know. I'm going to describe one of them. One of them involves a bagel and a rat. I'm going to let people go to your Instagram to find out who won. We'll do a little cliffhanger there. But I do want to say that the proceeds for the shirts go to charity, right?
Yes. And we've sold 2,200 so far in 24 hours. So we're going to be raising a lot of money for charity.
And I understand tomorrow you have something going on with our friends over at the New York Public Library. What's happening?
I am. Yeah. I'm doing an Instagram takeover for them. They just put out an album called Missing Sounds of the City, which is just an album of New York City sounds, and a lot of my videos have great New York City sounds, so I'm just going to be doing a takeover of their Instagram and sharing some of my favorite videos.
Everybody, go check out New York Nico on Instagram. Nico, it was a pleasure to have you on the show today. I hope we have you back.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.